Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mikio. Okay, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's attempts to form a government has been challenged this week, but it appears the resistance from the Social Democratic Party that has waned overnight. So what kinds of scenarios are you bracing yourself for?
Hi, hello, good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, we have some back and forth in Germany, as you say. I think a minority government is a possibility, but I have no insight into what will actually happen. My personal view is that it will not matter much for Asia for sure. And for Germany, I think it probably would be better, as Merkel herself said, to go for a new election. She has to go out and fight. If people cannot choose a good and tested leader and give a clear mandate, then Germany really has some kind of political problem, I'm afraid. That's just my personal view.
Now, Mikio, you say this won't matter much for Asia, but you know we are talking about Europe's largest economy here. So if this political stalemate gets protracted, how big of a risk would that pose to that European economic recovery that we've seen of late?
Well, the recovery itself is on, I think that's pretty safe because that depends mostly on the shift that we saw in recent years in the ECB policy. They've done a very good job and also proven the point that the most important thing is to have a proper monetary policy. So as long as they keep their steady hand on the tiller, the recovery itself would be fine. However, if Germany goes into a real protracted political impasse, then it will affect, well, let's put it that way, it will continue to affect market sentiment, which would probably weigh on the euro as a currency, as well as, unfortunately, lead to a continued underperformance of Europe. European equities, despite a very strong recovery in economic terms, despite good earnings, despite everything being fine, are underperforming this global bull market. And I think that's because the Europeans are busy shooting themselves in the foot. It starts with the Brexit and now continues with having one of the greatest leaders in the Western world being not capable to elect a government because some people have some problem with refugees. I think that's very unfortunate, and Europe is already paying the price. So Merkel should be more aggressive, should get out, spell out her program, and try it again. If they can't do that, then I'm afraid we just have to probably write off Europe to a degree as investors in the, at least for the foreseeable future.
Now let's talk about monetary policy. Earlier you mentioned the ECB's steady hand, and we got minutes from the central bank's last policy meeting showing that policymakers at the ECB argued against putting an end date to its bond buying program. Now, I would think that that steady hand has a limited shelf life of sorts. So what are the key factors that could force the ECB's hand in terms of its bond buying program?
I don't think there are many factors that should force the ECB to, you know, to put a clear limit. I think those who argued, and apparently for now at least they have won, that it makes no sense to put a firm date, end date, are absolutely right. The ECB is still far off its inflation target. To simplify the answer to your question, hit your target first. Stop later. I mean, that's very simple. Hit your target first and then worry about, you know, limits and ending the things. In practical terms, it won't matter much because 1 year ahead is actually a good time horizon for continued purchases.
Now, does that same rule apply for the Fed, though? You said, hit that inflation target first and then move. You know, how is it different for the Fed context? Because even with U.S. inflation stubbornly below that 2% target, they have moved already, right? So how is it different for the Fed compared to the ECB?
No, it's not different for the Fed. It's the same for the Fed. And the difference is that the Fed, of course, was much closer to the target. The Fed's inflation, depending on which measure you use, but it's 1.7, 1.8 or so on average if you smooth it out a little bit. So the Fed did move a little bit prematurely, but it was close enough to the target. That's one thing. And the other thing is that the Fed also, to some degree, acknowledged that it may have moved too early or was too eager to move. And which is one of the reasons why it paused in June. And what happened since June is that inflation expectations, they can be tracked with some financial instruments such as inflation swaps and inflation-linked bonds. They have recovered and they have moved back to target. Now, I think at the margin, they are still slightly too eager to tighten, but it's not a big thing for the Fed. The principle, however, is the same. If they have waited just a little bit longer, they would have been at the inflation target much earlier, and that would have been even better than it already is. So I think that's the point to make.
Now, the Fed minutes released this week as well perhaps show some concerns about possible overheating in the U.S. labor market. Again, how much would that factor feature when it comes to the Fed's monetary policy outlook?
Yeah, I hope not. We spoke about the Fed moving prematurely earlier in the last year, and the key reason was this idea that because the labor market is tightening, we will see inflation taking off. Now, I'm not saying that this will never prove true and, it's a completely debunked theory or approach. All I'm saying is look at the inflation indicators, and if you have evidence that the inflation is picking up, then move. So I think they should be watching the labor market, of course, but at the end of the day, it's the inflation rate that is below target. They have to make sure that they hit that one.
Got it. Watch those inflation figures. Hey, Mikio, always a pleasure speaking to you. Have a great weekend. That was Mikio Kumada, global strategist with LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.